Section 6. Candidates for U.S. House of Representatives 5. Term, 2 years. Salary, $174,000. U.S. House of Representatives District 5. Candidates were asked to respond to 3 questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? There are 2 Democratic candidates for U.S. House District 5. Janelle S. Bynum, Democrat, did not respond to questions by the deadline. Jamie McLeod Skinner, Democrat, answers to questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? Answer. Social Security is our nation's most important and effective income security program. People who work pay into the program, and it prevents retirees from becoming destitute. That's the deal people invest in. Republicans are constantly trying to cut this program that enables retirement with dignity. I oppose cuts to Social Security and would instead support caregiver credits, improved survivor benefits, and eliminating the taxable maximum income. I would roll back the Trump tax cuts because the assumption was that they would be funded with cuts to Social Security. I also support making health care and prescriptions more affordable to all Oregon families so that Social Security dollars go farther for individual recipients. 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? Answer. We need comprehensive immigration reform for our families and economy. Examples include provide DACA recipients who have lived and worked as Americans since childhood with an expedited path to citizenship. Flexibility in the guest worker program to address the workforce shortage in several sectors, including our farmers needing to harvest crops to put food on our tables. Allocate more resources to expedite the processing of immigration and asylum applications to address current challenges at our border. These costs will be offset by benefits to our economy and reduction in other program costs. There is widespread agreement across the political divide on many of these issues, though Republicans in Congress are using it as a political wedge. 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer. I'm the only candidate in this race with experience addressing the climate crisis in policies, programs, and implementation in communities. As an environmental planner for a regional water agency, I served 2 million people in urban and rural areas and incorporated climate change measures into that work. I've developed partnerships to reduce GHG emissions in the construction industry, and I've led recovery in an Oregon city that lost 1/3 of its homes and businesses to urban wildfire. In Congress, I'll pursue investments in a renewable energy grid, increased storage capacity, emergency response measures, transition to 100% clean energy, and modifying the Stafford Act to better protect diverse communities and families impacted by the climate crisis. There is 1 Republican candidate for U.S. House District 5. Lori Chavez de Rimmer, Republican for U.S. House 5, did not respond to questions by the deadline.